Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I'm no stranger to the rain.
I'm no stranger to a Democrat, liberal, lying psychopath. They're freaking everywhere, man. Wonder lightning strikes. Not quite as soothing as a rainfall. No, it's like nails on a chalkboard, actually. Satan's nails on a chalkboard, Democrat Party policy. And so, let's see here. Gas prices, energy prices, consumer price index, it's all on the rise post-Biden. There's no denying it. No, it's not Russia. It's Biden. It's the Democrats. But here's your gay energy secretary. You have to say he's gay. Don't be a bigot. It's Pride Month now, so let's make sure everybody knows how gay Pete Buttigieg is. Very important. No, I'm not being bigoted. I'm being an ally. Gay Buttigieg, the energy secretary. It's Pride Month. Gay Buttigieg. Here's him, answering the question, hey, how come all the energy prices are skyrocketing since Biden got into office? Here's Gay Buttigieg.
Americans feel gas prices just about more than anything else. We're seeing $5 a gallon, approaching $5 a gallon across the country right now as we head into the summer vacation season. Earlier this year, the president tapped the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. That hasn't made any difference at all. Was that a failure?
Well, look, I don't think it's correct to say it hasn't made any difference at all. This is an action that helped to stabilize global oil prices. Action the president took around ethanol, introducing additional flexibility there, that's having an effect on prices in the Midwest. But we also know that the price of gasoline is not set by a dial in the Oval Office.
Can you believe what he just said? He said Biden releasing America's strategic oil reserves balanced oil prices on a global scale. Now, why would he say something like that? I thought it was all about America. Folks, Biden has almost drained half of our strategic oil reserves. I think it's 40% now. So we have 60% oil reserves that we had when Biden got in office. They'll probably release more this summer. Most of that oil went overseas. Most of that oil went to Europe. And then they still lie and they say, well, it's helped balance the prices. Really? Because Europe has the highest gas prices they've ever had, too. So where is the balancing here? Where are gas prices going down? Where is any victory from releasing the strategic oil reserves? There is none. Pete Buttigieg is a liar. And he says, oh, there's no dial in the Oval Office. Yeah, actually, there is. You turn up the dial on taxes and regulation, which increases the price. You turn down the dial on access, which increases the price. So, yeah, there are dials in the White House. But Pete Buttigieg is a Democrat, so therefore he's a liar. And now here's the arrogance of the Democrats. Here's a Democrat. Again, it's so incredible how detached they are from reality and how insensitive they are when they make comments like this, in front of Congress, in clip 15.
I do have to say, just on the issue of gas prices, after waiting for a long time to have enough chips in this country to finally get my electric vehicle, I got it and drove it from Michigan to here this last weekend and went by every single gas station and didn't matter how high it was. And so I'm looking forward to the opportunity for us to move to vehicles that aren't going to be dependent on the whims of the oil companies and the international markets.
The whims of the oil companies. No, again, it's the whims of the Democrats. It's Democrat Party policy. God, please free me from these damn demons. These Democrats are all such lying scumbags, man. They're just crushing us. But see, so, oh, she says, oh, I've had to scratch and claw my entire, how old is Debbie Stabenow? 70 years old? I've had to scratch and claw my entire life to finally be able to afford a $50,000, $60,000 electric vehicle. And then I'm going to rub it in America's faces saying, ha, you can't afford gas prices. Why don't you get yourself an electric car? Well, let's see. I can't afford $5 a gallon gasoline. I can't afford $100 to fill my tank. So I'll go out and buy a $50,000 vehicle. Ugh, that must be Democrat liberal logic. But they rub it in your, they rub it. Just go get an electric vehicle. Let them eat cake.
I want to take a minute out to address the viewers and listeners of InfoWars and to remind you that we've been vindicated and that world government and its tyrannical aim of depopulation is now out in the open. Everything you and I have done together has been historic. And we cannot continue in this fight without your support. I want to encourage you all to be part of history right now, while you still can, to get the third and final coin in the Founding Member Coin Series, the Come and Take It Free Men Bear Arms Coins at 1776coin.com. In just a few days, this coin will be gone forever. And you will have the coin in your possession and know you helped InfoWars stay on air at the most critical time in our 28-year history. So I want to thank you all for your support. I want to encourage you all to be part of history and to get this historic memento that keeps us on air at InfoWarsStore.com or 1776coin.com while you still can.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Some of the crew thought I was joking. They thought it was some kind of a ruse. But the crew went and investigated. I don't have my research in front of me. It's sitting on my office desk. I wasn't even going to cover it because it's so crazy. But maybe I will. Maybe later on the war room. But no. What was the guy's name, guys? I forget the guy's name. You can say it one more time for me. Aaron Salter. So there's Aaron Salter. He was working on developing an engine that could run on water. Here's some of his videos that were on the internet. He'd been interviewed by local news multiple times, special news reports on it and everything. And he just happened to be in the Buffalo supermarket that day where a individual drove 300 miles to go commit a mass shooting that day. This guy had patents and everything. So, think what you want of that. What are the odds of that? So, no, I was not. That was not a ruse. That was not a joke. I was dead serious. I mean, what are the odds of that, folks? So there you go. I mean, you want to talk about attacking big oil? Mm-hmm. But anyway, these are just some of the oddities. These are just some of the craziness. Some of the craziness we experience here. Pretty wild. Here's another one. Remember, I believe it was Vince Foster. You guys remember Vince Foster? Guys, plug Vince Foster into a search engine here. I believe it was Vince Foster was the individual who, former Clinton associate, who somehow managed to chop himself up into pieces and then put himself into a duffel bag. And then even after he chopped himself into tiny pieces and got into a duffel bag, he was then able to transport himself hundreds of miles. Vince Foster, I believe, was his name. Incredible stuff Clinton associates are able to accomplish while committing suicide. I mean, just unbelievable features that we're witnessing here from Clinton associates. Yes, there it is right there. Yes, he chopped himself up into pieces. He killed himself. Then he chopped himself into pieces. Then he climbed into a duffel bag. And then he relocated his... rotting corpse pieces to a park a couple hundred miles away. It makes sense. And so here's another one, another Clinton associate. Family of Bill Clinton advisor who admitted Jeffrey Epstein into White House seven times has blocked release of files detailing the death scene after he was found hanging from a tree with a shotgun blast at a ranch 30 miles from his home. top Clinton advisor, Mark Middleton, died by suicide at the age of 59. The Perry County Sheriff's Office in Arkansas has confirmed, another Arkansas, Middleton was President Bill Clinton's special advisor who admitted Jeffrey Epstein to the White House seven of the at least 17 times the pedophile visited Clinton. The married father of two who lived in Little Rock, Arkansas, shot himself at the ranch 30 miles from his house. So did he shoot himself before he hung himself? Did he hung himself before he shot himself? I don't know. It's fun. Did Vince Foster chop himself up before or after he killed himself? Did he hop into the duffel bag and then kill himself? Did he get in the duffel bag and then chop himself up and then kill himself? Did Vince Foster get in the duffel bag, chop himself up, crawl hundreds of miles to a park in Washington and then kill himself? And what about Mark Middleton? Did he hang himself and then shoot himself with a shotgun? Did he shoot himself with a shotgun and then hang himself? Just amazing stuff. Always the Clinton associates. Always. And they say, I mean, it's too good to be true. The two filed, the family, Daily Mail can reveal now, Middleton's father, Larry, and his widow, Ray, are fighting to keep photos and other illustrative content of his death sealed. The two filed for an injunction, arguing that blocking the release of the footage would halt a proliferation of unsubstantiated conspiracy theories. Yes, making sure nobody knows about the next Clinton associate that somehow committed suicide in a wild fashion, making sure that you block that information, that's going to stop conspiracy theories. That's going to stop it. So, and the county has denied FOIA requests for any paperwork on the case. I'm sure that will also help. Conspiracy theories. So what's weirder? The fact that an individual supposedly is about to make an engine that runs on water get shot in a mass shooting where an individual travels 300 miles to go to that supermarket in particular? Maybe it's Vince Foster chopping himself up, crawling into a duffel bag, shooting himself in the head, and then crawling hundreds of miles before being discovered. Or maybe it's Mark Middleton, one of Clinton's top associates, who ushered Jeffrey Epstein into the White House multiple times, was a concierge, if you will, for Jeffrey Epstein, the industrial-level sex trafficker to Bill Clinton, and how he somehow hung himself and shot himself at the same time. And then you're not going to hear or see anything about that because it's all being covered up. And they say this will stop conspiracy theories from spreading. Crazy, crazy times. Crazy times indeed. And now here's the latest. Nude Hunter Biden cavorts with hooker, illegal gun in latest mess for president. Mess? Are you kidding? What mess? This mess is cleaned up before it barely even spreads. This mess is covered by the media. They're not going to cover Hunter Biden's gun crimes. So let's see here. Oh, the party that's all about gun control. Let's see here. Hunter Biden lied on federal documents to get a gun. He then also had an illegal firearm that he ditched in a dumpster behind a schoolyard. How's that for gun control from the Biden crime family? Lies on federal documents. Also has illegal firearms, ditches them in dumpsters outside of children's playgrounds. Secret Service covers all of it up. Now you've got Hunter Biden who films himself having porn with what many say appear to be minors or family members, and then he sends his porn to his dad. Hunter Biden sends his porn to his father. And now you've got new photos with Hunter Biden brandishing a firearm with hookers and drugs. Why is Hunter Biden always naked with hookers and drugs? What is the deal with that? I mean, look, if you've had one instance in your life where you're naked getting photoed with hookers and drugs and guns, then you probably had one wild night. My guess is 99.99% of people probably have never had a night where they're brandishing firearms, naked, abusing drugs and hookers, let alone being filmed or photographed while that's going on. But apparently this is commonplace for Hunter Biden. Is this before or after he smokes the Parmesan cheese? It's just... It's really amazing, isn't it? And it's not about whataboutism. It's showing the double standard. It's showing the corruption. It's showing the hypocrisy. I don't like doing the, well, what if it was Trump? But, I mean, let's be honest. If Trump had 50 associates that committed suicide with crazy stories like Vince Foster and Mark Middleton, what do you think the media would make a big deal of that? You think they'd be saying, hey, he's like some mafia criminal boss having people off? You think so? But with the Clintons, you don't talk about it. What about if Don Trump Jr. was making porn, ordering hookers, abusing drugs, videotaping it, filming it, all this stuff? Do you think the media would cover that? Do you think they'd make a big fuss out of it? By the way, it just came out, one of Hunter Biden's hookers, this is, folks, one of Hunter Biden's hookers got PP money or whatever from the Biden administration, tens of thousands of dollars. Joe Biden's administration literally gave tens of thousands of dollars, taxpayer dollars, to Hunter Biden's hookers. Again, should I say it? Imagine if it was...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Guam immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Something is they mimicked from Nazi Germany is they put a bunch of shoes out on the lawn of the Capitol to show victims, or I guess to show supporters of gun control, and it didn't really fill it up, but a bunch of people left their shoes. No, the original stunt, or the original illustration rather, was done by Jews that were killed by Nazis. Shoes left by victims of gun control. Nazi Germany, 1945. So, sorry, liberals. Sorry, Democrats. The victims of gun control outnumber there the victims of gun violence. And it's really not even close. Ask the Chinese under Mao Zedong. Ask the Jews under Hitler. Ask the Cambodians under Pol Pot. The list goes on and on. But that's the left. That's the leftist ideology. It's all about control, and then ultimately it's all about mass death. That's the, where the leftist ideology always leads to, in case you haven't figured that out yet. Here's an example. California, number one in gun control, number one in active shooter incidents. How's gun control working for California? Not so hot. Not so well. Here's a map of what's happened in California in the last 40 years. And on the left, what you see is that California was a red state in 1980. A red state. California was doing awfully well in the 1980s, by the way. Doing really well in the 1980s. Very prosperous state. And what has happened since? Well, since slowly but surely the Democrats have taken control of California, and now it's one of the worst states to live in. People are fleeing the hellhole that is Blue California. Now, the question that begs asking here is, well, are these legitimate election results? Are Democrats legitimately taking over the state despite destroying it the entire time? Or is it rigged elections? Well, I don't know, but we can clearly see that as California went more blue, went more Democrat, it also went more into a hellhole situation. And one of the candidates running against Gavin Newsom is Michael Schellenberger, and he's sharing some of the data. Drug overdose and poisoning deaths have doubled since the election of Governor Gavin Newsom in 2018, and yet he refuses to shut down the open-air drug markets in our cities. As governor, I will shut down the open-air markets that are killing our people and ruining our cities. And then he shows the graph here. You can see it literally has gone from 6,000 drug overdose deaths in California to 12,000 since they implemented things like the Safe Needle program. And remember they said, oh, we're not giving drug paraphernalia to citizens. Yeah, they are, folks. Yeah, they are. Not only are they giving them drug paraphernalia, they're giving them what they call safe spaces to go use and abuse drugs. Safe drug use doubles the death. You think that's by accident? Let me ask you. Do you think it's by accident that Democrats encourage deadly drug use and then facilitate it and then they double the drug overdose death? Do you think that's by accident? Do you think that's a mistake? Or could someone have maybe reached the logic of, if you're going to poison yourself to death, let me just fast track that process for you.
Which one do you think it is? Do you think Democrats are intentionally getting people to overdose on drugs, or do you think they're getting people to overdose on drugs accidentally? Which one is it? Are Democrats intentionally killing people or accidentally killing people? You decide. Here's some more examples. Drug deaths and shoplifting have skyrocketed since their decriminalization in 2014, but Newsom refuses to restore penalties for either, not even mandatory rehab and psychiatric care. Percent of shoplifting cases ending in arrest in San Francisco has gone from 60% in 2014 to now 15%. 15%. Oh, let's see. If criminals know the odds of them not getting arrested or getting away with a crime are better than 50%, do you think they're going to want to commit crimes? Absolutely. And if it's 15% of a percent of punishing after you commit a crime, do you think they're going to increase committing crimes? Well, of course. So not only is the number, not only is the percentage of arrests for criminal activity going down, not only is that going down, the number of crimes is also going up. So you're getting the old double team there by the Democrats. The old double team. But see, it's a complete disaster. Chesa Boudin and the limits of San Francisco liberalism. Folks, this is actually one of the wildest things. Chesa Boudin. Okay, do you know who Chesa Boudin's mother is? Oh, she was just a member of the Democrat leftist group called the Weather Underground that engaged in domestic terrorism, like burning buildings to the ground. Yeah, that was the mother. I don't even believe this, honestly. And I've gone back and looked at this over and over, and I still don't even believe it. So the radical Democrat terrorist, who, by the way, got released from jail and got a teaching job at Columbia University. Democrats, liberals always protect their own, even if they're murderous terrorists, cop killers. She ended up getting paid as a professor at Columbia. And then am I really supposed to sit here and believe that the son of that woman, that known terrorist, is now the San Francisco district attorney? Am I really in that much of a twilight zone? Have Democrats really gone that terrorist? It's just, and then it is. I mean, it's mind-blowing, but it's true. And these are the people that are facilitating crime in Democrat cities. They're criminals themselves, or they come from criminal bloodlines. You can't even believe it, but it's true. You can't even believe it, but it's true. Yeah, you want to know why San Francisco is such a hellhole? Democrats, that's why. And you remember the story about the New York Democrat attorneys that got caught firebombing during the liberal summer of rage in 2020? You remember that? Remember them? Well, their case was finished, and they had reached a deal, and they were facing up to 30 years in prison. And then the Biden Department of Justice decided they were just going to inject themselves into this. No request, no reasoning, no standard, no precedent. They just voluntarily inject themselves into this, and they're going to make sure that those two Democrat terrorists, those lawyers, Colin Ford Mattis and Uraj Rahman, they're going to make sure they don't see any jail time at all or very little amount of jail time. Is that not unbelievable? I'm just, you can't believe it, folks. You can't believe it. The Biden DOJ steps in to bail out Democrat terrorists. Because, see, it's all about promoting Democrat violence. That's what it's all about. It's all about letting their terrorists know that when you commit crimes, we will have your back. But where are the Republicans on all the political prisoners of the Democrat Party rotting in jails right now that are completely innocent? Or did victimless crimes. Where are the Republicans on that? Nowhere. Meanwhile, Democrats are bailing out known terrorists and murderers.
The internet and talk radio are on fire with the slogan, Alex Jones was right. People ask, what's it like to be vindicated? Well, it's actually a very sick feeling because I knew this was coming. I tried to stop it. And now, everything I've talked about is going to become more important than ever because the globalists aren't hiding it anymore in policy reports and documents. It's now out in the open. Klaus Schwab said last week that they rule the earth. The Bilderberg Group founded Davos Group. So now, the fight's out in the open. They're making their move because they know they're behind schedule. We're going to win this thing. God's watching. The children are counting on us. I just want to thank the viewers and listeners for your word of mouth and your prayer and your financial support, because without you, InfoWars would not be here. So I want you to really internalize the fact that you are the InfoWar, and you are the reason humanity has a fighting chance. So I want to thank you and salute you again for all you've done, and ask you now to redouble your efforts.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Then we'll turn to you, giving all the fear inside is free like you never knew.
Go and see San Francisco.
Go and turn up that disco.
You'll forget you were ever upset. We'll convert your children and make an ally.
Then we'll turn to you, giving all the fear inside is free like you never knew.
This is what you call brainwashing, folks. it's organic, it's all propaganda, it's all brainwashing, it's all astroturf, it's all a corrupt political agenda. But, you know, that song there that we just played, that was from the San Francisco Choir. I believe it was last year when you had conservatives warning about what Democrats were doing to children, promoting them into sexualization, promoting them into sexual deviancy, and quite frankly, just outright engaging in pedophile behavior. And so that's what this is now. And that little rendition from that choir there, it hits a little bit differently after this weekend, doesn't it? In fact, guys, I want to do this because there's a very important thing. There's a very important lesson that I want to teach here today that some people may not understand when you see this stuff. But guys, you guys are reading my mind. What I want to do is I want to play that again. I want to play the audio, but let's have it playing with sights and scenes, not the sound. So I want the audio from the San Francisco Choir saying, "We'll convert your children." I mean, that's a direct threat. I mean, I don't know how else we're going to convert your children to a sexual deviancy. I mean, that's not a direct threat. And then, but guys, I want the pictures and the scenes and the videos from the event in Dallas on the screen as we play the video, or as we play the audio, because it just hits differently, doesn't it? And I'm kind of springing on this on the crew last minute, but it just came to me. Guys, can we make that happen? Do we have all those elements ready to go? So guys, so again, that was the San Francisco Choir making a joke out of conservatives warning about how the left is sexualizing children and quite frankly engaged in, I mean, if it's not pedophile activity, it's as close as you can get to it. And so the video just hits differently after this weekend. Here it is.
We'll convert your children. Then we'll turn to you, giving up the fear side is free like you never knew.
Going to San Francisco.
Go and turn up that disco.
You'll forget you were ever upset.
Yeah, they want you to be an ally of evil. No, you're not. We're not going to be an ally of evil. Hits differently, doesn't it? Is that still a joke? Is that still a joke? San Francisco Men's Choir? Is that still a joke? Or does that provide the right dressing to the activities that went down in Dallas this last weekend? So, here's what needs to be understood about why this is happening and why they're targeting children. The truth is, most of these people are not actually pedophiles. Pedophiles will take advantage of this system, obviously. But most of the people engaging in this, promoting this, are not pedophiles themselves. They understand the power of propaganda, and they understand the power in taking the innocence from the youth and brainwashing them at a young age so that they can be controlled. That's what this is all about. And so let me tie it into something else that's happening right now. There's the new Top Gun movie, Maverick. And it's very popular. People are happy because it promotes America as a force of good. It promotes the Navy and pilots as awesome badasses. And it's just a very pro-Americana type thing. Top Gun inspires patriotic fervor as surge trends to become fighter pilots soar. And apparently Navy fighter pilot requests are up too. That's the power of propaganda. Now, am I saying Top Gun Maverick is a propaganda film. Well, anything can be propaganda. I'm saying it's influential. I'm saying it has an impact. Now, the social engineers obviously know the power of this. Hollywood obviously knows the power of this, has for a long time. The Nazis understood this. Goebbels, Bernays. I mean, it's very well known, the power of propaganda. And so use Top Gun Maverick as an example, but there's so many others. How many movies have inspired people and influenced their lives? It can be silly movies like Star Wars, but then that ended up having a major impact on people. I'm sure there's movies that you remember watching as a kid that had big impact on your life and put something into your head that inspired you. So they understand that, and they understand that it's the most impressionable at a young age. So that's why they're targeting the children with all of this. So yes, they are grooming them. Absolutely grooming them. Now, to what ends? I'm open for debate. Now, are they literally just grooming them so that they can engage in sexual acts with them? Or is there something else going on here? Are they grooming them to somehow think that they're going to be voters for the Democrat Party if they turn gay the rest of their lives? Is it just all about more satanic activity and sexual deviation? I mean, but that's what's going on. They're going after the kids. It's all propaganda, and it's all meant to hit them when they're innocent, hit them when they're impressionable, so that they can control them the rest of their lives. And if you can be controlled via sex, that's huge. And they know that. So that's why they're doing it to the kids. And I had somebody who's a liberal reach out to me, a friend of mine who follows the show. I mean, disagrees with me, but knows he's going to get more accurate information from me than anywhere else. And he says, you know, you shouldn't just sit here and call all these people pedophiles because it turns people like me off. I feel like you're exaggerating and you're overblowing it. So fine, I'll hear that. If you don't want to call that pedophilia what happened in Dallas this weekend, if you don't want to call that pedophilia, then fine. I mean, but can we not come to a mutual agreement that that is most certainly inappropriate? And if not borderlining on child abuse, if not borderlining on pedophilia, at least it's inappropriate. I mean, can we not all agree on that? But they're not going to stop, folks. Arlington, Texas is having a Disney drag brunch this upcoming Sunday. I have a feeling some people are going to show up to protest this, too. June 12th, two shows, Drag Brunch for Kids, featuring Mystique Summers and other drag queen story time people. But they don't even do the story time anymore. It's just drag queen striptease. It's drag queen sexual time. It's drag queen dance time for kids. So that's this Sunday, June 12th, two shows. Troy's Inside Texas Live Disney Drag Brunch. I'm sure that's going to be so good for kids. That's going to be so great. And I'm sure lots of conservatives will show up to tell you how they really feel about it. Here's the solution. Texas lawmaker proposes ban on minors attending drag shows. This is the answer right here. Make them defend child drag shows. Make them defend this inappropriate activity borderlining on pedophilia. Make them defend it. Make the public see it.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues?
then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Such a good job getting through all the news today. I'm probably going to have time for some phone calls, but I do have a great guest coming up on the War Room as well. You're not going to want to miss. Ladies and gentlemen, as I said earlier, we are now down to our final 1,000 limited edition, third and final release of the InfoWars founding member silver coin. We're down to our final 1,000. So now's the time to go to 1776coin.com to get your limited edition, final release of the founding member's coin. We're down to the final 1,000 on that. Also, we've got a big sale happening right now. It's the Super Summer Sale. Top-rated supplements, top-selling supplements at a deep discount right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Like Brain Force Ultra, Immune Support, Vitamin D3 Gummies, Ultimate Fish Oil, Whole Food Multivitamin, Rocket Rest, Top Brain, and so much more, all at InfoWarsStore.com. And ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't discovered the benefits of supplementing, now is the time with the Super Summer Sale at InfoWarsStore.com. There's a reason why supplements are an ever-growing and increasing industry. It's because they work. People have figured out, hey, I'm not getting all the necessary vitamins and minerals and my daily values every day in my diet,
So what can I do? Well, I can take supplements to make sure I'm getting the vitamin A, the vitamin B, the vitamin C, the vitamin D, and everything else. And so that's why we sell supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. And I'm telling you, folks, there are big, big discounts right now. Some sleepers like Dr. Jones Natural Top Brain at a huge discount right now. It's a similar formula to Brain Force Plus, just a little bit different. And it's at a deep discount right now. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. And, of course, it is your support there that keeps us on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, 1776coin.com. We thank you so much. Because without your support, folks, it's not just about us here at InfoWars, but it's about our transmissions being a forum of communication and truth, and then us building band.video so that other censored and banned individuals can have a platform that they otherwise would not. So that's what your support at InfoWarsStore.com does. All right. Let's look at some of these other news stories before Wayne Allen Root takes over. Mexican president calls for American superstate and open borders. Well, we're essentially already there. There already is a wide open border. The problem is, you know, here's the thing. In a way, sadly, we've reached a point where this would actually benefit the U.S. in some ways. It would hurt the U.S. in some ways, benefit the U.S. in other ways. But right now, it's just the open border is just hurting us. So really, we just need to close the border and do no more illegal immigration. That's the obvious answer. But if we just opened the borders, that would provide us an avenue to get rid of the welfare state. If we just officially said no more borders, well, then we would get rid of the welfare state and we wouldn't be spending hundreds of billions of dollars on non-citizens and illegal immigrants like we are currently. I'm not saying I support that. But I'm saying now the Mexican president is sitting here saying, look, we already have wide open borders, so why don't we actually have some sort of a diplomatic solution like they have in Europe so that we don't have this border crisis anymore. So I kind of understand where the Mexican president is coming from here. The wide open U.S. border is hurting Mexico, too. So they want to get rid of this. They're looking to do anything they can to mitigate this wide open border policy that the Democrats are implementing. I don't agree with the solution. I'm just telling you that's what's going on. But think about that. The Democrats want a wide open border and an endless welfare state. We all know where that leads. We all know where that goes. Except apparently liberals and Democrat voters, they're stupid, so they don't know where that goes. But we already have a wide open southern border. We've already had millions of illegal immigrants come into this country today. So far to this calendar year. Here's the next one. There's two caravans on the way right now. There's one that you see right here in Tapachula, Mexico, of 7,000. And there's actually another one right now. I forget where it's going through, of 12,000. So, I mean, it's just totally out of control. Who funds this? Who pays for this? Well, you do. You're paying for all this. Once they get here, they get free welfare. They get free food, they get free shelter, they get free travel, they get free clothes, and you're paying for all of it. So it's not really free, is it? You're paying for it. It's free for them. That's why they're coming here. They're not coming here because they have prospects. They're not coming here because they want to build a business. They're not coming here because they're persecuted in their own country. They're coming here because they want free stuff, and the Democrats are giving it to them with the plan of turning them into Democrat voters and then conquering the country via this invasion democratically. That's what this is. This is a Democrat voter block invasion that the Democrats are facilitating at the hopes they can turn 10 million, 20 million, 30 million, 40 million, however many it is, illegal immigrants into permanent Democrat voters by making America a fourth world impoverished hellhole. And then promising these people free food and money like they've already gotten, which they won't deliver on. They've gotten it now. They won't get it in the future. Hoping they can turn them into Democrat voters. It's sick. It's treasonous. It's illegal. It should be shut down. But we're sitting here dealing with this criminal activity every day. John Durham's prosecution may have lost the battle, but they're clearly winning the war, says former Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe to Maria Bartiromo on Fox News this morning. I'm sorry. No, Mr. Radcliffe, I like you, but I don't see how you're correct there at all. I don't see how John Durham is winning any war. What war is John Durham winning? Clinton already got away with her crimes. Obama already got away with his crimes. There is no war. The war is over. Now it's just Democrat Party tyranny. Trump supporters are suffering. Trump supporters are being persecuted, arrested, locked up, tortured, solitary confinement. Where is any victory for John Durham? Show me a single victory for John Durham that would make you say he's winning the war. No, we're losing the war for the country. John Durham, I'm sorry to say, is a loser. Is a loser. Winning the war. I don't see any battles won. I don't see any wars won. I see Hillary Clinton walking free. I see Barack Obama walking free. And I see innocent Americans being tortured in solitary confinement for a Democrat political stunt. So John Radcliffe thinks that's winning the war. John Radcliffe is not very bright. There's been an interesting turn here with the Kyle Rittenhouse story. And this is just a headline, but I want to go somewhere different with this. But it's Kyle Rittenhouse was on Fox News with his lawyer last night. Kyle Rittenhouse announces lawsuits against Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg and other media outlets. But here's what's happening with Kyle Rittenhouse. Kyle Rittenhouse is now becoming a major Second Amendment activist, most likely unwittingly, because he's kind of become, in a way, like a social media phenom. And he's been turned into a living meme. And the Democrats tried to destroy an innocent young man's life and lost, turning him into a bit of a celebrity. And now he's on the internet posting videos and photos with guns, firing ranges, making jokes about Biden and Democrats and all this stuff. And so what the Democrats have done here is they've turned Kyle Rittenhouse into a Second Amendment activist who is going to be, in turn, creating a bunch of other Second Amendment activists in his age group that would not have been there before. There would not have been a Kyle Rittenhouse. There would not have been a young individual that turned into kind of a Second Amendment activist promoter just through osmosis, promoting to young men safe, practical, legal use of firearms. They've now created that in Kyle Rittenhouse. And so thousands of young men that would have never heard about gun culture or the Second Amendment or anything like that, if not millions, are now going to be following Kyle Rittenhouse and getting involved in gun culture and learning how to use firearms legally and lawfully and safely. So thanks, Democrats. Thank you for that. You always, Democrats have always been the number one gun salesman in America. They always have been, and they will always continue to be, because people understand, oh, wow, I see tyrants, I see evil, I see Democrats, I better get a gun. It's a natural instinctful response. When you see a tyrant, you want to arm up. That's why people see Democrats, and they immediately want to get guns. Rain Allen Root takes over.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.